Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatzelam. We're now in Masachet Idah Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the end of Mishnah Dalet of this, the third parak. Shulyah b'bayit ha'bayit tameh. This is Shulyah, placenta in the house. The house is tameh. Midin tumat meh. There's no hell. Lo shal Shulyah vlad. Not because the placenta itself is a vlad. I was saying vlad. It's impossible for it to be there without a vlad. The vlad is dead and fully formed enough to constitute a person, and therefore to not mate. Shimon Omer, Mimoka Vlad Ad Shelo Yit. He says, not necessarily a mate, the house is not tamed, because kind of destroyed or mashed before it came out, and there's nothing there. Let's see background. Panarabha Domel Lechut Shel Erev. Shuyah starts out as looking like a string of the woof. So Chad Domel Keturmus. The end it looks like this kind of plant, a turmus plant. Chalaka chatzotzeret, like it's hollow, like a cornet. Ve'in shulya p'chuta v'tefach. And the minimum it is a tefach. Shem Gamliel omer shulya domel l'kurkavan shel tarnigolin shadakin yotzinena, to the sort of the innards of the rooster that the small intestines come out of. Kind of mishaya v'ira d'min chavaya. So that last mention that the size is a tefach leads to this brighter. Chamisha shiuran tefach. There's five things that are a tefach. Ve'elu and shilya, we mentioned. Shofar, shidra, gofen, sukkah, and ezov. Let's see what these are. Shilya, hadamran, we've already mentioned that. Shofar, detanya, kamei shiur shofar. How big does the shofar have to be? Teresh rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, kadeshi yochazen, liyadov, yerai, lekadu, lekan, tefach. This is sugin rosh shana. You have to be able to hold it in your hand and have a tefach showing of the shofar on either side of your hand, closer to the mouth and away. Shidra mahi, what's that? Vanacham Rabbi Yochanan, shidro shel lulav. The spine of the lulav, and hadas, tefach, has to be one tefach higher than the hadas. Dolphin sukkah, what's that? The tanya, shrine kyochatan, the halacha is you have to have two full proper walls of a sukkah. The sheet, afilu tefach, the third one could be just a tefach wide. Ezov, what's that? The ezov that's used for tarat hamatzara and for mechatat, at baraduma. So it's clear, ezov, tefach. That's it, you have to be a tefach. Chanina b'papa. Dorish shiwa ishkvar tamarta. Tvat matnita v'tarti shmata. Shiura tefach. So the way that he thought this was, he said, there are three dwaitot and two shmuot about that are collected here. Tartei Charehi, there's only one that's a Shmua. So Rabaya, Eima, Rabbi Chia, Ezov, Tefach. Why? Because it said, Tani Rabbi Chia, Ezov, Tefach, in the last one, and that means that it was a Breita. So there were four Breitos and one Shmua. He said, no, it should be Amar Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia himself was the author of the statement Tefach, and therefore there's two Shmuot and three Breitos. The two Leika, there are no other things that are Tefach. Leika, Tefach, Tefach, Harum, Tefach, Ruba. If you have a cube tefach, that's a big enough area to include it as an ohel for tuma, and also to block tuma in an ohel. The answer is tefach coming in, a linear tefach, 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 low coming in, but not a square cube tefach, not volume. There's a sugi in kalim. If you have a tanur, and there's a piece of the tanur that comes out, even if it goes out a full tefach, if it goes out three fingers, which is less than a tefach from a kirah from a stovetop, chibur, that's still considered a chibur. So why isn't that listed? The emphasis in kikamrin, hecha debatsin tefach lochazi. We're looking at tefach as a minimum. Their tefach is a maximum. In other words, clearly your lulav, your shofar, your ezol, they can all be much bigger than that. But here, this is the maximum it can be and still be chibur. So hacha koshke debatsin tefach yad tanurhu. But if it's less than a tefach, certainly it's part of the tanur. V'haikan Tanurei banot. This is kind of a small tanurim. Tanya tanurei tanur tchilato arba'a v'shirav dalid. That a tanur, when you first build it, the minimum shear is arba'a tfachim, and if it, at the final process, everyone's been eaten away, it's also before tfachim that we call the kli. That's if it's a big one. Malkatan tchilato kolshu. It could be any size. Once it's finished being made, and as long as the majority of that's still left, it's still called a tanur. Kama kolshu. What's the kolshu? Yanai tefach. If you don't see tanur banot tefach, because little girls make their little tanurim a tefach. The answer is the plukta lo kamayri. is that the list that we had did not include machlokot. And here we had a machloket because the mayor said it was not a tefach. Okay, so I said, okay, once you give that answer, the previous one that we said about the tanur, we didn't need to use the answer of tanur, of tefach as a minimum rather than as a maximum, because that's also machloket of Yudah disagrees about the use of that tefach. Okay, baikim iskera tefach, the frame around the shulchan in the Beit HaMikdash was a tefach. Yes, the thing of Lokamari, he wasn't listing things that are explicitly written in the Torah. I marked the pasuk on the handout. Laika kaporet, tafach the kaporet, which is the gold top over the aron, where it does not give us a shear of tafach. We have halachol moshishina as a tafach, so that is not written in the Torah, and yet he didn't list it. The answer is the kodshim Lokamari. He's not talking about kodshim, which of course could now be an answer for the previous one of the Shulchan. Laika dayal korashi rachavat tafach. The Mishnah in the first parak of Eruvin that says the Korah has to be one tefach wide at least over the front of the Mavui to count. The answer is the Rabbanan. He's only talking about things that are Doraita and not Rabbanan. All the Mavuis are Rabbanan. Elav Nichtiv Ervon Farshi Shirayhu. Only things in the Mitzvah is written, but the Shiur is not written. Okay. Yadu Torah Shlom, right? The Kamer of Kahana, the Yati the Kamers. The student was in front of Kahana and he said the following. Now we're away from the whole Tefach survey and back into Nida. Meaning if a woman gave birth and then within 3 days had a Shilya, we said a Shilya just came much later than the Vlad. And there's no other Vlad there. If it's after 3 days, we're concerned it might come from another Vlad. So Amar Rav Kahana said back to him, you're quoting Rav, did Rav said, I'm a Rav, ain't a Vlad with a Kevachach Merokum. That one Vlad comes out with the other immediately. So, which means this Shilia could be from the other one. So, Ishtik, he had nothing to say. Amar Dilma Khan, the Nephil Khan, Ben Kayama. Maybe the difference is, what's the other one? If the other one's a Nephil, so then maybe it will come out at a different time. Ben Kayama will come out right away. Okay? Amar Atamad Shmati Rav, you're quoting Rav? The Pharisee of Rav Hachi, Rav said the following explicitly. He pila nefel v'chakach, he pila shuliyah, she had a nefel, and then a shuliyah, kol so she had him tolin a pes shuliyah of what? We say within 3 days, the shuliyah might be connected. So far, that's good as you answered. Mikan va'elech, if it's any later, then choshin v'alacher, then it might be another one. It might be a different vlad, and we have to be choshish. That so far fits with the answer. But yalda v'chakach, he pila shuliyah, if she gave birth and then had a shuliyah, I feel like I'm not sorry, I need a choshin v'alacher. So it's the exact opposite. Even if it's 10 days later, you say that's the shuliyah from the Vlad, which means that the shuliyah does not come out immediately with the Vlad, it could come much later. Okay, Shmuel was coming to Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel, the students of Rav, and Rav Yehuda was, of course, a student of Rav, who came to Shmuel and had presented to Shmuel all the Shmuel he heard from Rav. That's part of this story. How we often, they're sitting together. Chalif Azar of Yosef, Breit Rav Menashe, Midvil. Particularly Rav Yosef from the town of Zil came. Rapayu Balivati was coming close. Amar Atilan Gavard Amina Lebegila Dechit Tal Marmi Umadchi. A fellow is coming, basically saying a fellow is coming who has tremendous talents with learning. In other words, he is somebody who comes with a few questions. And, let's see if we can nail them with a question. When he arrived, Amar Yishua Shmuel asked him, Maya Marav Yishulia, where did Rav say about Yishulia? Amar Yishua Marav, is what Rav said, Ain't Tolin Tashulia, Elv the Rosh HaKayama. We only say that the Shulia is part of something that we saw, if that something we saw is the Rosh HaKayama. So Shailul Shmuel, the whole Talmidim of Rav, so Shmuel turned around and asked all the Talmidim of Rav who were sitting with him, Vamalei Achid, and he said, yes, that's what Rav said. Then he looked at Rav Yehuda a little bit angrily, because Rav Yehuda hadn't told him about that. Okay, Barmi now, Yossi ben Shaul mi Rebbe. So he asked Rebbe, Hamapelet dmut orei v'shul yamahu. What if she has a hapala, and it looks like a raven, and then there's also a shul yam. In other words, do we say the shul yam is part of that, or is another vlad? No, you can only associate it with something that itself is a mammal and has a shulya. A raven doesn't have a shulya. Now, kshuabo mahu, what if, and he's pushing it further, what if the shulya is attached to this nephel? Amale Devar Sheino Shalta. You're asking something that just doesn't exist. So Eitav brought a challenge. If a woman has a hapala, something that looks like an animal or a bird, this takes us back to a man, chachamim, and there's a shilya with them, if the shilya is tied on or attached, we're not concerned there's another vlad. If it's not tied on, then we're concerned there might be another vlad. And by the way, that means that such things are possible. And so he put the chomer of two vadot, meaning as if this is part of this one, and then as if there is another one. And zachar nekevah. Shanimar shema nimoch sphere shel shilya. Maybe the shilya had a body inside of it that got all melted, and it's a separate body. Nimoch shilya shel sphere. So tiyufta, that disproved Rebbe, and showed that such things do happen where the shilya could be attached to this other nethel. He tells a story that there was a baby born, and a shilya came out 10 days later, and they said it's connected to that baby. Ramu told me, "El the shilya ba'achar avlad." As he said, we only do this if the shilya comes after the vlad. Machan Rabbi Yochanan, "Ma'aseh talut ha'shilya avlad ad chav kimu yamin." They said even up to 23 days later. And they said that the shilya was from that vlad. And we have to be choshish for another vlad. Amar Rav Yosef, ad chavdalad amar one. Rav Yosef turned to Rav Rachan and said, you told us that Rav Yochanan said it was 24 days, not 23. Achav Rav Yirah, Amar Yitzchak, watch this, ma 70 shayah vlad achar chavero. This is now not with the shilya, but with twins. Ramad Gimel Yom, 33 days from one twin to the other. Rav Yosef turned to him again and said, Lamadalad amar one, you told us, 34. So we now have a 23-24 or a 33-34 in two stories. So now, Ha-Nechlamanda Yoledet L'Shisha Yoledet L'Kutayim, that works according to the approach that says that women who carry to full term also have preemies, many in the same pregnancy, Mishkachava. So then you could have 34 days in between. Chadim Ratzaratola Sof Shiva, one of them was finished at the end of the seventh month. The other one was finished at the end of the ninth month. Remember, in the rabbinic world, the eighth month was just not a time for birthing. Not anything born that was like dead. But according to the opinion says, if she's carrying a full term, she won't also have a preemie. So ma'ika l'meimar. Then how could you have this separation? So epuch shmate, you have to turn the numbers around. Lamed gimel, 33 or 34, the shilya. That was the case with the shilya. Chaf gimel, the 23 or 24, was the vlad. Meaning, it was the beginning and the end of the ninth month, and all within the same month. Avin Baravada Amar Menachem Ishkar Sharim, Amila Beit Sharim, a story from perhaps Beit Sharim, Rebbe's town. Ma'asevni Shtayev Vlad Echad Achar Chavero Gimel Chodashim. We had a story of a twin that was born 3 months after the other. And Yoshiva Fanenu Beit Midrash. And guess what? Manidu Yudav Cheskev Nerav Chia. They are the famous sons of Rav Chia, are twins separated by 3 months. I don't worry. They show me some bread because it's in there. The woman cannot get pregnant while she's pregnant. You're right. It was one drop in Chakalish time. One was finished at the beginning of the seventh month, the earliest possible time to give birth, and one was at the end of the ninth month, and so they're born 3 months apart. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with the concluding piece about the Shilya Bayit. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.